Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When we read the lives of saints and contemporary elders, we can always sense their love toward Theotokos. This love is not what we experience nowadays, because this love can be compared to love that you can see between child and their mother or father. Childish love without any hindrance. Now, I'm not saying that we don't love our moms as much as we can. We do. We could go above and beyond to do anything for our moms, to feel their motherly protection. But what about our Heavenly Mother? Do we run to Theotokos, our Heavenly Mother, with this childish love as we would run to our mom? This thought came to me when I was thinking about today's feasts. I remember reading about Theotokos from one Romanian elder, Elder Arsenie, who had a huge devotion to the Mother of God. And he said that Mother of God is grieved by all those who ask nothing of her. She's open-hearted towards those who are of carelessness or ingratitude, rarely run to her. But how much more generous will she be towards those who unceasingly ask for her aid, ask for her protection? If we are honest with ourselves, then we can for sure say that at least once in our life we forgot about Theotokos, about what she can do for us or for our loved ones. How many times in our life we had to make a life decision, and rather than stepping back and approaching her and even asking her, "Will you protect me?" we made a decision. Rushed decision, decision without her help. We need to approach her more and more often, especially nowadays, with all these issues that are happening in the world. We need to cling to her for her protection. We know her ranking. We know where she belongs. But let us not be fooled. Elder Arsenie continues to talk about her, and he says that the Mother of God is more at home among the sorrowful, among the weak, and all manner of the persecuted, than in the company of angels. The Mother of God is continuously sacrificing herself, constantly suffering, and I believe that she even engages in defending the ailing who call on her for help before the divine throne. She loves beyond imagination and without discrimination, even the wicked and careless. What a beautiful motherly love. So let us try not to be careless. Let us break this bad habit of forgetting her and remembering her more often. We don't have to do all these long prayers to approach her. All we need to say is, "Most Holy Theotokos, protect me." And we can pray this short prayer as we will pray the Jesus prayer many times a day, as often as we can. And this can break the barrier between us and her. When this barrier is gone, then we realize that we also have this childish love towards her. And we find ourselves running to her even with our simplest problems and worries, like we would do to our moms when we were little. Most Holy Theotokos, protect us. Amen.